And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 29th of February, 2016, Leap Year Day. February has 29 days this year instead of 28 because it takes the Earth 365 days and 6 hours to orbit the sun, so every 4 years we have to spend the extra time, or else Christmas would wind up in July. Julius Caesar's astronomers figured this system out, and in his honor, the month Quintilis was named July. But by the 16th century, the calendar had gotten 10 days off whack, so Pope Gregory reformed the Julian calendar, and ours is called the Gregorian calendar. It's the birthday of Howard Nemiroff, the poet, 1920, New York City, family-owned Russick's department store on Fifth Avenue, specializing in fine furs. Went to a very progressive school, then Harvard, then he was a pilot in World War II. 2 years later, published his first collection of poetry, The Image of the Law. He was a formalist, disdainful of political poems. He said, poetry makes things happen, but rarely what the poet wants. It was on this date in 1940, Hattie McDaniel became the first African-American to win an Academy Award. In the early days of movie making, most black parts had been played by white actors in blackface. The trade unions were closed to African Americans, and if black actors got in the movies, they were a maid or a cook or a nanny or butler, and they were expected to speak in a Negro dialect, and if they didn't know how, a white dialogue coach was brought in to teach them how to do it. Hattie McDaniel was cast as Scarlett O'Hara's sassy maid, Mammy, in Gone with the Wind. She said in her own defense that she would rather play a maid than be one. At the premiere of Gone with the Wind in Atlanta, she was prohibited from attending because of Georgia's segregation laws. Clark Gable said he would boycott if she were not allowed to come, but then he changed his mind. But in the boys' choir from Ebenezer Baptist Church that sang at the premiere in Atlanta was the son of the minister, Martin Luther King, Jr. Here's a poem for today by Gary Short, Teaching Poetry to Third Graders. At recess, a boy ran to me with a pink rubber ball and asked if I would kick it to him. He handed me the ball, then turned and ran and ran and ran, not turning back until he was far out in the field. I wasn't sure I could kick the ball that far, but I tried, launching a perfect and lucky kick. The ball sailed in a beautiful arc about 8 stories high, landed within a few feet of the third grader and took a big bounce off the hard playground dirt. Pleased, I turned to enter the school building. And then, I don't know where they came from so quickly, I heard a rumbling behind me, full tilt. They were carrying pink balls and yellow balls, different sizes, black and white checkered soccer balls. They wanted me to kick for them. And now this is a ritual. This is how we spend recess. They stand in line, hand me the ball, and run. The balls rise like planets, and the third graders circle dizzily beneath the falling sky, their arms outstretched. A poem by Gary Short, Teaching Poetry to Third Graders, from his collection 10 Moons and 13 Horses, published by University of Nevada Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.